Hey there, welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Adam, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. This is another episode made to help you practice your English, and today, one of our characters is having a tough day. But before we get into today's dialogue, remember that you can read it all along with some extra content on our portal, fluencytv.com. And our most important message, of course, is that to practice your pronunciation here with me, you have to use your loud voice, all right? So grab some water and speak up every time you hear this sound. The more you repeat out loud, the better you're going to remember and the more confident you will get about your pronunciation. Today, the dialogue is between work colleagues, Jake and Cassie. Try to find out how Jake's day started. Ready? Come on, listen up.
Morning, Jake. Wow, you look terrible. What happened?
I'm having such a bad day.
Why?
First, I got up late, so I missed the bus to work.
Did you get an Uber?
Yeah, it cost me an arm and a leg.
Tell me about it.
And I just realized I lost my wallet.
I'm sure we can help you find it.
Okay, and did he have to spend money? Let's listen one more time.
Morning, Jake. Wow, you look terrible. What happened?
I'm having such a bad day.
Why?
First, I got up late, so I missed the bus to work.
Did you get an Uber?
Yeah, it cost me an arm and a leg.
Tell me about it.
And I just realized I lost my wallet.
I'm sure we can help you find it.
Now, let's get started. Cassie starts with a question. She says, Morning, Jake. Wow, you look terrible. What happened? So, Jake's appearance is not good at all. And Cassie seems worried. Repeat after me. Morning. Jake. Morning, Jake. Wow. You look terrible. Make sure you stress the first syllable. Terrible. Morning, Jake. Wow, you look terrible. What happened? What happened? What happened? And Jake reveals why he looks terrible. He says, I'm having such a bad day. Here, he is using such to give emphasis to bad. Repeat after me. I'm having such a bad day. I'm having such a bad day. Try to link the sounds like me. I'm having such a bad day. Nice work. Now Cassie simply asks, why? Repeat. Why? Why? And Jake starts telling his story. He says, First, I got up late, so I missed the bus to work. If you miss something, it means you failed to be present at the right time. So, he wasn't there when his bus arrived. Let's say it. Come on. First, I got up late. First, I got up late. We have a lot of linking sounds here as well. Say it again. I got up late. So, I missed the bus to work. So I missed the bus to work. First, I got up late, so I missed the bus to work. Poor Jake. Of course, that leaves him with an alternative, which Cassie asks about. She says, "Did you get an Uber?" And here again, we have to link the sounds. Say it after me. Did you get an Uber? Did you get an Uber? Note that we use the verb get when we talk about rides. So you can say get an Uber, get a cab, get a ride, and so on. So, one more time. Did you get an Uber? And now Jake uses an expression that I think is fun and useful. He says, "Yeah, it cost me an arm and a leg." You can say something cost an arm and a leg when it's extremely expensive, when you have to use too much money. Repeat after me. Yeah. It cost me an arm and a leg. Yeah. It cost me an arm and a leg. Another important detail here is that the past of the verb cost is cost. So it doesn't look like it, but this sentence is in the past tense. Let's go again. Yeah, it cost me an arm and a leg. I've been through the same thing as Jake, and man, I was so frustrated. But anyway, back to the dialogue. Cassie's response also contains a cool expression that I hear and use all the time. She says, "Tell me about it." This phrase is a way to express that you relate to what you heard, that you feel the same way. Say it with me. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Link all the sounds. Tell me about it. Good job, but the story is not over yet. Jake's next sentence is, "And I just realized I lost my wallet." Oh no! So he is only now aware and conscious about the fact that he lost his wallet. Repeat. "And I just realized." Careful with the pronunciation of the vowels here, as well as the subtle D at the end. Realized. "And I just realized I lost my wallet." I lost my wallet. "And I just realized I lost my wallet." One more time. "And I just realized I lost my wallet." And now we have our last sentence. Cassie tries to be helpful. She says, "I'm sure we can help you find it." Yes, let's hope so, Cassie. Ready to repeat? Come on. "I'm sure we can help you. I'm sure we can help you. I'm sure we can help you. find it. I'm sure we can help you find it. I'm sure we can help you find it. And that's our last sentence. Excellent work. And now that we're finished, it's time to listen to the dialogue for the last time. Let's do it.
Morning, Jake. Wow, you look terrible. What happened?
I'm having such a bad day.
Why?
First, I got up late, so I missed the bus to work.
Did you get an Uber?
Yeah, it cost me an arm and a leg.
Tell me about it.
And I just realized I lost my wallet.
I'm sure we can help you find it.
Okay, did you understand more of it this time? Thanks for staying here until the end of the episode. You're a legend. Thanks again for joining me. I hope you have an awesome week. See you next time. Bye.